My name is D.R. Castellone. My story of the North End began with my great-grandmother. My grandmother moved in on the North End in the mid-1930s with my great-grandfather. He was one of the first, he was the first black guy to own a house on Chicago Boulevard. He owned meat markets and different things in the North End, a meat packing company, a grocery store, other little things, whatnot. The North End, growing up around here as a kid back in the early 80s, it was all family, you know. You can go in almost any house on any block. Most of them you can spend a night in. Some, but for sure you can hang out or you knew somebody there. You know, you were safe. Being at Bennett Park, you know, around Miss Bennett, you know, she showed us how to care about our neighborhood and what respecting others meant. And I don't care who you was. If you was up there being disrespectful, cussing, littering, sitting on the tables, any of that, it was a fine, you know, and you paid it with no problem. And what she do with the money? She gave it all back to the kids, you know, made sure everybody was straight around here. You can be the toughest guy. I don't care who you was. Everybody respected Ms. Bennett and showed love and loyalty to her and that part, you know, so we still trying to demonstrate that today.
As a child, I've always been participant in Dolores Bennett Park. I was active in the summer youth program. I was contributing to the NYIC, which is the North End Youth Improvement Council. They had events at the Council Down Recreation Center. I became part of the being in the North End because me and the fellows at Center Group, we are all lifelong North Enders. And we just, you know, seeing what Ms. Bennett had done for us and the other youth, and not just in the neighborhood, but in the community. You know, so we took it upon ourselves to become wards of the park and continue on Mrs. Bennett's legacy. So with that, you know, we try to maintain safety, cleanliness up on the park, organize different events, food giveaways, backpack giveaways, just free-for-alls for the kids. And also, you know, our big event, which is the 4th of July Children's Spectacular. The men of the North End have been active for 15 years now. We were just thinking about, you know, something that we could do for the kids, you know, to keep Ms. Bennett alive. Well, she was actually here when we started. So, you know, we just were taking over where she had already began. And we still haven't really touched the toenail on the things that she's done for the children on the park. You know, we give away bikes, we have free food, there's fireworks and bounce houses, but she give away cash money just for kids clapping their hands. She just give away TVs and trophies for king and queen of the park. You know, and she just always told us just be respectful of one another and look out for one another. You know, the legacy we can build and things that we can do for those that's coming behind.
Right now, we don't own a lot of property around here. When we had the opportunity, we didn't. And they became dilapidated, and then nobody wanted it. Everybody moved out to the North End. So now Dolores Bennett Park, that's our communion ground. You know, and a lot of people that you know or see, you might not invite them in your house, but you'll meet them up at the park. You know, so we try to keep that together. Because as a whole, that's all we got.